standing on the steep tiers, in their shorts with their beer cups, cheering his name in the midday glare. Joe would say he was touched by their welcome, but they were the ones who'd feel touched by the hero. That was the last distant view he permitted. I didn't go anywhere near him that day. Didn't try to intrude, try to ask questions. We'd been through all that. Joe didn't want to help with biography. He didn't want to help anybody know his life. It was a smart move by a smart man. Canny, anyway. In latter years, he cultivated the distance that set him apart from every other celebrity. He was revered for his mystery. We cheered him for never giving himself entirely to us. Still, even in that Sunday's wash of reverence, DiMaggio seemed a sad figure. It wasn't just the effects of age, the way he'd shrunk, that bent old man who took his rings behind home plate and tottered off the field. There was no working microphone. Maybe the hero had nothing more to say. More to the point, it was his cloak of myth that had shrunk. The lies around him were growing cheap. This tale of the stolen rings, for example. Joe didn't lose those rings to theft. More likely, he traded them for free lodging, food, transportation, services of every kind. That whole Joe DiMaggio day wasn't about rings, but about history and Joe's need to win.